This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
It seems as though we have a clip. You want to set it up for us?
I'd like to, but I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, we'll just roll it.
And now, the whole show's clip of the day.
Michael, the clip of the day brought to you by FMS Bank. Banking made simple. For more, check them out online at fmsbank.com/KFK. Okay, this whole Clippers, Kawhi Leonard thing, you know, did he get money? You know, obviously got endorsement money, but how exactly was that set up? Was that part of a plan to get him to come to the Clippers and sign the contract and all that? It's been a crazy story. And it probably happens a lot more than we know. Draymond Green, on his podcast, had some very interesting things to say about this case, about the owners, and about a potential salary cap here, or a potential non-salary cap. Here's Draymond Green.
We're playing in a league where our team just sold for $12.5 billion after being sold for $10 billion 14 months ago. And there's the salary cap that caps the amount of earnings that the people who's driving the success of the league can ultimately earn. If it is in fact true that Kawhi Leonard somehow got more money outside of what he did in the salary cap, kudos to him. Because why is it that we're strapped down by a salary cap? And not only are we strapped down by a salary cap, we're actually strapped down by a hard salary cap now. Let the guys who should make all the money make all the money. If you can make $2.5 billion on a sale in a year, what are we doing with the salary cap anyway? So I think the Kawhi Leonard situation raises an entirely different question, an entirely different set of circumstances.
So he doesn't think they need a salary cap. He did finish with that, and I don't think it was on that clip. He said, I don't think the salary cap should be in place anyway. First off, the salary cap is in place so you don't just have the richest owners pay everyone. That's what you want to do, what Major League Baseball is doing. You want to just have one team load. Michael, who are the richest owners in the NBA? You want one team, one, a couple groups of owners that are far richer than everybody else to just pay everybody a lot of cheese to be on their team, then yeah, you would have a one-sided league and you'd have the Dodgers situation in Major League Baseball. That's why you have a salary cap. It's not to keep players from making more money. It's to keep the owners from building super teams every year. Michael.
The wealthiest NBA owners are led by Steve Ballmer of the LA Clippers.
How much is he worth?
Somewhere between $126 billion and $145 billion.
So $126 billion, how much are the Kroenkes worth? And they got a lot of teams. Kroenkes are worth $28 billion, $22 to $28 billion. So you're telling me Steve Ballmer's worth $126 billion, and the Kroenkes are in the 20s? Is that right?
Yes.
That's why. Because if Steve Ballmer has $100 billion more than the Nuggets, what do you think he's going to do? He's going to pay the best players, and if he wants to, he would give them a gigantic contract, and you would not be able to compete. It's what's going on in Major League Baseball. Oh, and it's leading to a lockout. We will have a lockout in Major League Baseball because they can't figure it out. Both sides can't figure it out. The players are upset because they don't want a salary cap. They're saying the same thing as Draymond Green. They're saying, no, we don't want to be capped on what we earn. Well, you got to be really good to earn a lot of money, right? There's only so many of those guys in the league. There's only so many of those max contract guys. So I understand him saying, you know, why are we capped? Why are the players capped? It's a purely a competition thing. Because, again, if you didn't have a salary cap in the league, then Steve Ballmer would win a championship more often than not. I would imagine. But, yeah, the idea of not having a salary cap is ridiculous. He's kind of out of bounds on this one, I think. And he's basically saying good for Kawhi. They do get money outside of the salary cap. He said if it is in fact true that Kawhi Leonard somehow got more money outside of what he did in the salary cap, kudos to him. He did, and that is how he phrased it. That actually is legal. You can have guys advertise stuff. You think Joker did the Minions movie promo for free? Do you think that was promised to him if he signed with the Nuggets? No. It was an endorsement deal that you're able to get. The problem with this is, allegedly, Ballmer and the Clippers used that as a nugget to get Kawhi Leonard on the team. Hey, you want to be at this number? We can't because it would exceed the salary cap. But here's my guy Larry. He'll hook you up and we'll get you where you need to be. That is against the rules. If Kawhi finds this guy organically, even if Steve Ballmer introduces him to the guy, I don't think that part of it is against the rules, is it? If I just say, okay, you're Kawhi Leonard, Mike, and you say, I want $50 million, and I say, well, I can't do 50 because that would put us over. I can do 45. I'm just throwing out a random number. I can do 45. Yeah, Kawhi's going, I don't really think so, but maybe not. Well, I'll tell you what. Here's a couple guys to talk to. Just go talk to him. Here he is. Here's his name, Larry. And then Kawhi then reaches out to Larry, and then they work out a deal. I'm guessing that would be okay, or maybe not. Maybe not. But what allegedly happened here is Ballmer basically tells Kawhi Leonard, we will make up that money that we can't give you by hooking you up with this guy who can cover that. It's a fine line, but that's what I believe happened. And that's what's happening in college sports, by the way.
I think it might be suspicious if I'm the greatest athlete of all time and you're the owner of the team and you introduce me to, you know, the company that owns HBO Max and I decide HBO Max is the greatest thing. Watch this show. Like, it would be suspicious if you introduced me and suddenly I get a sponsorship deal. I don't know if it's illegal.
I don't know where that line is. Can I introduce my player to a potential endorsement? Can I introduce him to that guy?
I think if you were trying to do that, that would be against the rules. But if, you know, the three of you are at the same party.
Now.
Oh, I know this guy.
Right.
Here's my player.
I can't think that would be an issue. And then it just turns out, oh, I introduced you. Now you're over there having a cocktail. And it just comes up, hey, why don't you rep our brand? And then, bam, you're happy.
That would be better.
It's a fine line. And the same thing happens in college, Michael. If you're player A wanting to come to my school, I don't have enough money to pay you. You're supposed to be able to go on your own and find an endorsement deal. We're gearing up here, thanks to ISS. This is going to be really cool. Interior Sprinkler Systems. Jack Zeeball. I got to get his name right if we're going to be doing a weekly show. The center for the UNC Bears, who Coach Lamb talks highly of. We're going to be doing a weekly show with him, Mike, so mind your P's and Q's. He's a big boy. Coach Lamb couldn't come to me and say, hey, Brady, I'm trying to get this Jack guy to UNC. You think you could hook him up and do a radio show and pay him for the time? Can't do that, Ed. And he hasn't. But now that he's already a Bear, I can say, Coach Lamb, which is exactly what I did. Coach Lamb, I'd like to do a weekly radio show with Jack. Does that bother you at all? No, by all means, go for it. Here's his Twitter. Go to his Twitter and message him. And I messaged him. That's fine. But you can't use me or an outside entity as a tool to get you to come to your school. I'm guessing same thing in the NBA. And you can't use, as an owner, it's so easy to skirt this, though. And this is why I guarantee you this is not the first time this has happened with, like, Kawhi Leonard. Not saying Kawhi Leonard, but this is happening in the league. It's very easy as an owner, athletic director, whatever, to simply say, you wanted two, I can only get you one, but we could probably get you that other, we can get you that two that you need. Let me make some calls. And then next thing you know, you're getting a call from a bank that's like, hey, what's up? You want to rep our brand? Here's $1 million. Very easy to do it, Mike. So on that side of it, you are allowed to go make money in endorsement deals. You're able to meet people and get and do that. So, I, you know, Draymond saying, if Kawhi went and got money outside of the salary cap. No, he did. And most of the time, it's on the up and up and you can't. I mean, you see all the commercials. You see the sneakers commercials. You see Caitlin Clark on State Farm ads left and right. Yes. But those deals can't be promised to them to get them to sign with another team. So you agree with Draymond Green? No salary cap in the NBA? Why are we capping what guys can earn when a team sells for $2.5 billion? The whole point of a salary cap in Major League Baseball, which is so slow to learn this, is to try to even the competition, to have parity, so that you can't just throw money at the problem. And it's just whoever is the richest is going to win. If the NFL didn't have a salary cap, Broncos would probably win every Super Bowl, Mike. Football's a little bit different, but if they didn't have a salary, they're by far the richest owners in the NFL. They could go pay everybody. You can go get Aaron Donald over here. They could go get whatever quarterback they wanted, whatever running back. They could pay everybody. And that's why you have the salary cap. It's not to hurt the players. If anything, it's to hurt the owners. Kind of. They don't have to lose as much money, but they can't just throw money at a problem and hope that it fixes it.
And so what the difference between, the real difference between, like, most franchises and the Browns and the Jaguars is, like, the Browns and the Jaguars, they have the same thing that everybody else has. Maybe not as good stadiums, but the NFL gives them basically everything it gives the other owners. The problem is they make poor decisions.
Right.
Those
yeah.
franchises make poor decisions.
Correct. Yeah, that's just part. That's human nature. That's part of it. But if the Browns just had an unlimited amount of money and they happen to be the richest owners in the world, they could be terrible at managing and just throw money at all the best players.
Yeah. I mean, they would still be awful because I don't think they make good decisions.
Yeah, but if you have money to just pay the best players, then that'll probably outweigh your bad decisions. So Draymond way off on this one, suggesting that a salary cap in the NFL or in the NBA be something. And it's like, wait, are you not paying attention to Major League Baseball right now? They're about to go into a lockout because of the salary cap, because of the fact there is no salary cap. That's why they're squabbling. That's why the Dodgers have all the best players. When you face them, every batter is like, would be the Rockies' best batter. Every one of their guys is ridiculous. Every one of their pitchers is ridiculous because they have the money to do that. 18 minutes after the hour, we'll take a short break here. It's The Whole Show, powered by Mosquito Joe on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
Change returns for the 2026 football season. Find podcasts on 1310kfk.com, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify.
In Colorado, local matters. It matters who you trust, who knows your name, and who's rooted right here in our state. I'm Sean Ostoff, president of Bank of Colorado, and we're staying grounded in the same values we've built on for generations. At Bank of Colorado, we stay true to what matters most. Local decisions, real relationships, and communities we call home. If you're ready for a bank built for Colorado and committed to it, choose Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Hey, Ram fans, this is Ali Farokmanesh, your head men's basketball coach at Colorado State University, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFK.
Hey! Welcome back to the whole show. I want to thank Big City Roadhouse. Man, they've got everything you could ask for. Tonight is the perfect time to stop by Big City Roadhouse. You get off work today, go over and watch the Broncos play a preseason football game. They've got a full bar with creative cocktails, a curated selection of margaritas, amazing food. Tanner brought some of that steak he brought over, like a steak sandwich yesterday. He brought it from Big City Roadhouse, tater tots. He gave it to me. Like that, what a guy. What a nice dude. He just gave it to me because Don brought it out extra, because he always does, and Tanner saved some for me. That's friendship right there, Mike. He hooked me up, and that was delicious.
And you gave me one of the...
I gave you one tater tot.
Yeah. I've had those before, by the way. They're very good.
Now I want tater tots. The steak, though. Dude, hamburgers, burritos, all that, yes. And then suddenly, Don comes out and throws steak at you. What can't the guy do? So stop by Big City Roadhouse and say, hey, heard about this steak sandwich. What Tanner call it? Upside down steak sandwich? Ask him about that. Eat the crap out of that. That's Big City Roadhouse. First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. On a scale from 1 to 10, Mike, how excited are you for tonight's game?
Probably a 10.
Really? Even preseason?
Broncos. It's Broncos football. I need my drugs.
You're strange. You're a strange individual, but I like it. I'm probably 5. I'm more just interested to see the guys in action. I'm not excited. This is not like a game. It doesn't mean anything. I'm not like over the moon like you are. But I do have a lot of questions. Caleb Lohner, that's the other one I want to know about. What are we doing with that tight end? Because Sean Payton talks highly of him. What are we doing with that guy?
But the real question is, does he have friends?
Is that like Lohner? Give me something. The real question is, Brady, insert sports take. No, insert stupid thing that I'm going to say that derails conversation.
That is one demerit.
Golly.
One
demerit, strike. Thomas.
Yeah,
is it two now? Is it a sickness? Like, do you have to do that? Like, you have to make some kind of weird. And if I hear you say pun one more time, I'm going to get you. I'm just going to get you. Don't do it.
Pun.
Like, do you practice these or what? Outside of Jonah Coleman. I already know you're going to say Red Murdoch. Outside of those two guys, are there any rookies in particular that you're excited to see if maybe they show up? Because keep in mind, Jonah Coleman was a fourth round pick. Tyler Onyedem, that's a tough one, is the D tackle that was taken in the third round. Starting to hear some pretty big things about that guy. He's a player.
Excited about him? Needed depth on that defensive
line.
Well,
anybody, okay, so Evan Engram, obviously tight end, kind of underachieved last year. But I think with Davis Webb, hopefully, what we hear anyway is that they're going to use him differently. Maybe even lining him up out as a wide out a lot. Hopefully a tight end on this team steps up. The Broncos went and drafted two tight ends this year. They took Justin Jolie, the tight end out of NC State, in the fifth round, and Dallin Bentley out of Utah, another Utah guy. That's where Lohner was from. Round 7. I would like to... I'm going to be paying attention to the tight end game. The Broncos have just been so bad when it comes to tight ends.
For years.
And I know Cortland Sutton hates that and gets upset with that, but it's the truth. They haven't had a good tight end game, and this is the room. It's Evan Engram, good name. Adam Trautman, just a... more of a solid block guy, yeah. And then Nate Adkins, Lucas Kroll. Nobody on that list, I mean, jumps out at you. Even Evan Engram after the year last year, nobody jumps out at you at the tight end position.
Yeah, they haven't had a really high-quality tight end since Peyton Manning and before the Super Bowl.
Peyton Manning was a quarterback.
Yeah, but the guy he was thrown it to. Traded to the Jaguars, I think.
I just said his name. Oh, come on, Mike.
Don't ask me. I don't have a memory.
What is his name? We just said it yesterday. This is going to drive me insane. Is that the last good tight end? that the Broncos have had? My goodness. Why can't I think of his name? Anybody? Hulligans? This is going to drive me insane. Michael, look it up. Just Google it. You're the producer. Produced. Who was Peyton Manning's tight end when he was with the Broncos? Type it. Faster. Google it. Are you Googling it? What are you doing back there?
I'm Googling it.
It's taking you forever.
Julius Thomas.
Jacob Tammy was the name I was looking for.
I was looking for Julius Thomas.
I knew that one, but he was there for, what, 5 seconds? He was really good that 1 year and then whatever. Jacob Tammy was the name I was looking for. Thank you. Thank you. People are texting in now. Michael, that took you way too long. That is your fault, and you will be reprimanded for that.
Demerit.
Has it been
one demerit, strike? Thomas?
You've already played that.
I know, but I like it.
God, you're getting lazy. You're
that
just
is
getting,
one demerit.
You're just getting lazy. You can't even come up with new stuff.
I really like Micah.
You've already done that one.
I thought Micah came in and played pretty damn good.
Micah, you suck. How many of those do you have?
I just
that last one that you just played was my favorite. That was a good one. Play that again.
Now that you won.
You're the worst.
Did I do bad?
Dallas Clark? No. Oh, Tanner's trying. Dallas Clark was not. All right. Look at the tight ends, though. Julius Thomas, was he the last, like, standout tight end? That's crazy to me. Look at this list, Mike. Just the last 10 years. Jeff Heuermann. Remember him? AJ Derby. Matt Lacoste. Andrew Beck. These are like Okwebanon. Remember him? Greg Dulcich. Adam Troutman.
Yeah, I remember a couple of those guys that we were all excited about, and then what happened?
What happened? Nothing.
They suck.
A whole lot of nothing, Michael.
And I'm sure you can blame some of that on some of the quarterbacks that we've had in the past.
You know, outside of Shannon Sharp, Mike, name a tight end that was good. Like you said, Julius Thomas, but like longer than 5 seconds.
I liked Dwayne Carswell, but he was no Shannon Sharp.
But the fact that Dwayne Carswell comes to your mind first, why are the Broncos, why haven't they had a lot of dynamic tight ends? Why?
I mean, it's kind of the same question as why haven't the Chicago Bears have a lot of good quarterbacks? Why haven't the Browns have a lot of good
Broncos
quarterbacks?
And the Broncos unfortunately fit that tight end in the tight end world. Tanner's just literally saying tight ends now. He's just texting me tight ends. Not even Broncos tight ends. He's just texting me tight ends. This place makes me stupid. Michael, every day. Yes, yeah, you can laugh at that. It's true. I feel stupid.
I'm going to clip that.
Well, it'd be the first time you actually do some work around here. So, good. I encourage it. Tanner said, I make them stupid. No, I do not make you stupid. It is the people around me. I am the smart one. And you are making me insane. Tanner's just Jason Witten, Isaiah Likely, Jeremy Shockey.
How many of them were on the Broncos?
None of them were.
I think he's just trying to trigger you.
Derb said it could be me that makes everyone. Yes. It's a mix.
I would say it's all of us, our weird personalities together, that just create a tornado of obnoxiousness.
Tanner says, I was smart before I worked here. Tony Gonzalez. You were not smart before you worked here. But yes, you've gotten significantly dumber.
Look, Tanner knew a lot about cows before he worked here, and now he knows a lot about cows.
That's it. Hasn't learned a new thing. Do you think anyone here, other than me, obviously, has learned a new thing in the past year? Do you think anybody here has tried to learn a new thing, aside from me, because I'm a seeker of knowledge?
I learned how to put on weather stripping.
That's actually pretty good. How did you learn that?
The internet.
That's okay. So we're gonna say you're the second smartest person here.
I hate to say that,
but you're admitting that I'm
the
first.
I got it.
You're admitting that I am the smartest.
Can we hire Faith?
Well,
if we hire Faith,
honestly, buddy,
then she will be the smartest.
Anybody we hire would obviously just jump right up to being the smartest person here. Who is the smartest person at KFK?
I think it really depends on what you're asking.
Just who's the smartest
person? Overall intelligence?
Yeah, that would be part of the smartest thing. Who is it?
Because there's different types of smarts. There's street smarts.
Okay,
I've got that.
But gun to your head, clearly, you have to answer this question. Who is the smartest person that works at KFK?
I don't want to insult anybody, so pull the trigger.
You could just say one. One person. Honestly, I don't think you could say it because we don't know. Tanner says it could be me. Obviously not. And I'm pretty cocky, Michael, but I'll admit, I'm not the smartest person here, which means we are all dumb. Is it Brian Gary?
Brian's smart.
Brian's
too.
Nice. Brian's a good guy. It's not Derbs. No, Bruce can't even find his car.
Loses his keys all the time.
He loses his keys every day in here.
But there are eccentric people that do that. They're very smart,
sorry,
but they just can't find their keys.
I feel bad going after Bruce like that. Bruce can find his car. He can find his car.
He can find his car, but he can never find his keys because they're always right there.
He always leaves them in here. It's not Bruce. Although, didn't Bruce teach at one point?
P.E. And trust me, like, I've had some pretty dumb teachers out there. You don't have to be smart to be a teacher.
That's my favorite. Didn't Bruce teach? P.E.
Well, P.E. is like the third best class I ever took behind
Tanner says,
history
you,
and psychology.
You also lost your car at Shields. I went through the wrong side of the place, okay? I walked in one way, I went out the other way, and there wasn't my car. My car wasn't there. Shields is big. Thank you, Michael.
It's really
Tanner,
big, and I haven't
don't
been
even
to the
have
Lego section.
Electricity to be able to research items because you live in Amish country. You're still traveling via horse and buggy. So no, you don't get to come at me and argue over who's smarter.
Actually, Brady, that's not true about Tanner. He rides a cow.
He is ride a cow. You can't just come in here. You can't just walk in. You're not
the
smartest.
You can walk in, but no guarantee his mic's coming on.
Yeah, you should turn his mic on, though. See the kind of stupid things he says, Tanner.
I am in no way saying I am the smartest, but against all you idiots, it could be me. On any given day, besides Micah, it could be one of us.
I am definitely
besides
the
Micah
person.
And Derbs, and it's not
are
Brian.
Well, Brian just has
it's,
a lot of.
It's not Brian. I love the guy.
How
I
do
mean,
we determine who's smarter?
We need to maybe take an IQ test. We need to film that and have everybody in here take an IQ test.
Michael,
can I have a little extra time? I am dyslexic.
Oh, sorry.
If you have to ask for extra time, it's not you.
Well, I heard a story about a doctor, like someone trying to be a doctor, and they were dyslexic, so they needed extra time on the test.
That's,
and I'm like,
okay, not what we're talking about here. I think Bruce maybe 20 years ago.
I was like, didn't he teach?
Yeah.
Faith says, who got most of the "Are you smarter than" answers right?
I think we were all batting about 27% on that.
Yeah, but that's not a judgment of intelligence. It is a judgment of what do you remember from fifth grade? And for me, that was three decades ago.
So what makes us smart?
So book smart, I think you've got me. Street,
because I can read.
Street smart, street smart, like being out in the real world. I think I got you.
I don't think so.
I can't
change a tire.
I do. I think I got you.
You can't change a tire.
I got you.
Can you change a tire?
I can. I don't like to.
You have a hard time filling up your vehicle with gas.
Social situations.
Oh, you
not
got me there.
I got you.
But I don't think real world.
I think real world.
Because I can change
stuff.
A tire and I can fill up my car with gas.
Current events, I've got you guys all.
That doesn't make you smart. That just makes you a little more educated. And there are a lot of educated people out there who are dumb.
What do you suggest?
What makes us smart, Mike?
Again, like that is a subjective
question. Ask me anything.
Question.
Anything.
Because, as Tanner said, street smarts, which I said first, and then there's book smarts.
He's dirt road, though. He doesn't even know what streets are. He's on the dirt roads. They don't pave them out there.
That's just not true, but I'm not going to tell where I live at because I don't need anybody else coming out there. Derbs, I think Derbs sneaky.
Oh, Derbs is smarter than he appears.
But he is also genuinely an
idiot.
He's
dug into being so dumb that I think that's like Venom and Spider-Man, it just kind of became him. And he he makes us a bunch of idiots.
Useless knowledge, Brian's got it. I mean, like,
okay, I have useless knowledge, too.
Useless? Yeah.
Let's talk about original scores.
Was that an impression of you?
Yeah, it was you making an impression of yourself.
I mean, you guys were going to make fun of me anyway.
Boy, team camaraderie is going to be crap on Monday.
Are we grading on the curve? Faith, trivia contest it is. Texter says, you need to bring back Are You Smarter Than and keep score on each grade.
I think the 303
smarts. Street smarts from a guy who grew up in Amish country.
I think the 303's Bruce asking about grading on a curve.
I saw Bruce couldn't find his car.
Yeah, and I'm like, wait, that is so hypocritical of you.
That happened one time.
Navigationally speaking, I'm better than everybody here.
Probably so.
Navigationally speaking, I am by far the worst.
If Michael and I and Derbs and Brian go to Denver together,
you throw Bruce in
say
there.
Farewell, because you'll never see us again.
Yeah, if it was like a race across Greeley and you couldn't use your GPS,
bye-bye.
Derbs would end up in Pueblo.
Yes, I'm better than Derbs at that. No, I can find my way around Greeley.
Well, yeah, but you've been here a lot longer than him, too.
Derbs. I do get lost in Fort Collins sometimes. My wife's like, why are you turning here? I'm like, well, I wanted to test this road.
And
it
also,
tested.
You say, Chris, let us not forget where Brady grew up. Like, I know he wants to be all hippity,
hippity
hop and drive his little electric car now, but where he grew up.
It's actually a hybrid.
Two different things, Tanner.
That's both.
See, Tanner's dumb.
It takes gas and it's electric.
His little hybrid.
Money. It saves a lot of money.
At a Cheyenne Wells America.
What's wrong with that?
I'm just saying, like, he said Chris going to knock me
teachers.
For it.
Mel Gibson was Braveheart.
Tell me that story.
Daniel Day-Lewis, Last of the Mohicans.
Like, I think
was basically a documentary.
I think I would beat you guys in math.
What's math?
I think
math is of the devil.
I think I would lose to...
You'd lose to us in history.
In history?
Michael and I would be in history.
History, I do
Michael
not care.
Michael might beat me in history, but I'd put up a good fight.
Yeah, I do not care. Science, I really struggle with.
English, I think I'd get you there.
English, I got a 32 on my ACT back in the day, but then I stopped...
wrong a lot.
No, that's just because I don't care anymore. It's like I've built enough job security here that I'm like, yeah, I finished my job here months ago.
You know, they say a person with the worst handwriting is the smartest person.
That would definitely be you, Brady.
Thank you. See, that was a
compliment. We call him Damon dumb because Damon's got some pretty.
Oh, Damon's definitely the smartest person here.
He's
why do we forget
an
about
absolute idiot? Still,
but he's not here ever. So he
yeah, but and
help.
He's also just an absolute idiot. Still, Damon is 100% an idiot. We're
well,
all
Damon,
idiots.
Damon's politics and mine are very close to one another.
That doesn't make you
so
smart.
What
though.
Does
Damon
that have to do
smartest.
With anything?
It doesn't have to do with anything.
Oh my!
Ask me
well,
anything.
I'm smart.
Go ahead, test me. Ask me anything. Go on.
What's the square root of
912.
Yep. Crush it. God.
Let Brady's me get winner. My calculator. That's the answer, Tanner.
What the hell do we need to know the square root of anything?
I don't
for?
Know.
It's, you know,
said
it's, I'm telling you, it's the math union. I blame the mathematics.
Like, why do I need to know how to divide all... fractions?
I don't know, man. Just so you know how much to pour into your omelet that you're making. I don't know.
Yeah, you're sinking back down into the idiot side here. It's all we got from Derbs. I make Journey in Big City once.
Derbs is the dumbest.
Why say more word when few words do trick?
I think Derbs has got to be there. I think so.
I think Derbs is smart. He just doesn't let on how smart he is.
I think Derbs is smarter than you're giving him credit for.
Yeah. He does have some ideas that I think are wacky.
I think we're
but
pretty smart.
That would make sense to a dumb
Travis,
person.
Travis, a new guy, so you can mix chemicals and spray weeds? I can do that.
Well, yeah.
Might kill other
weeds
things.
May
kill myself on accident.
Accidentally got sick that time.
I think Bruce is... I honestly don't know. I think we're all really, really dumb. Wow. And I think most people are really, really dumb.
Disappointing.
Like, in terms of, like, test-taking and stuff like that.
I'm terrible at that.
Yeah.
You guys ask me a question, and I'll show you how smart I am. Like, a real question.
I
Not
did.
A math question.
Who played William Wallace?
Mel Gibson.
He's the smartest one here.
Boom.
Who
composed
Spider-Man?
The original score?
Mel Gibson.
Who kissed Spider-Man?
Kirsten Dunst.
So did Zendaya.
But not Upside Down, bro.
You don't know. You seen the new movie?
No.
Yeah, you don't know that.
I haven't seen the new movie.
Watch yourself.
I kind of hope that happens. 43 minutes after the hour.
I know that nobody in this room.
Nobody wins the. You're not the smartest.
How about this, guys?
I think I got a good shot at it.
We all take the Mensa test, and whoever gets one right is the smartest.
What the hell's a Mensa? I don't know what it is either.
I
was going to say the ACT. I think that's what we should do for our fantasy football punishment.
Hey, I'm not going to listen to AC/DC for an hour.
I think whoever,
just to figure out
whoever
who the smartest
takes
is.
Last in fantasy football should have to retake the ACTs, and we post them everywhere. That's what I think.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Because I'm a hell of a lot better at fantasy football than
none of these guys should legally be working or driving. 44 minutes after the hour. Let's get the latest on the local sports flash.
This is Taz, voice of the Denver Nuggets. Good to be back on KFKA, baby.
Oh, that was fun. How did that? We went from tight ends to who's the dumbest person here?
I think if you have to ask who the smartest or the dumbest person is, you're pretty dumb.
It means that we're all pretty dumb.
Yeah, I think Jerry's the smart one.
Jerry Schimmel?
Voice of Preps on KFK.
Maybe. He gets lost sometimes, too. 49 minutes after the hour. It's the whole show. What do we learn? Bunch of idiots. Probably didn't learn anything.
The countdown to kickoff begins with training camp. KFKA puts a spotlight on the Greeley West Spartans tonight at 5 p.m. Brought to you by Weld Community Credit Union.
Hey, this is Sean Keeler of the Denver Post. You're listening to The Whole Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
All right, Michael, what did we learn today, buddy? Did we learn anything, pal?
We did. We learned about World War II while we were off the air.
Well, honestly, I've been watching the documentary, so I know a lot of World War II information right now. So.
Yeah, so I believe France was second.
Yes.
And then the third was Poland.
Poland was first.
Denmark
Germany
was
attacked
right before
Poland
France.
First, Michael.
Hang on, I got two sources.
I am your source now. Join me. All right, Broncos tonight, 5 o'clock. Also, we have high school football training camp coverage as Coach Bruce Dick is going to talk all things Greeley West. So looking forward to that. That'll do it for us. We'll be back at it on a Monday. Good night, Northern Colorado.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.